Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Nursing homes can be especially vulnerable to outbreaks of highly infectious disease. Clearly, we saw that from the start of the coronavirus pandemic. Roughly one in every three COVID-19 deaths statewide was a resident of a nursing home or a long-term care facility. And families who believe more should have been done to protect these residents have few options because of a state law that shields healthcare providers from most lawsuits during the pandemic. This morning, reporter Paige Sutherland introduces us to a local attorney who wants to challenge that legal protection and the case that could help him do it.
David Hoey is known as the guy to call if you have a problem with a nursing home in Massachusetts. So his law office has been really busy over the past year answering questions like,
why did my mother get COVID? Why was there 36 deaths in that nursing home? Why weren't we told? Why wasn't I allowed to visit my loved one?
Howie says he's heard from more than 500 people. He got so many calls, he had to hire more staff just to manage the phones. There were problems at some facilities before COVID-19. Howie says the pandemic just showed their deadly consequences.
Infection control issues, policies, proper staffing, allocation of money, resources, supplies.
Howie has to tell families there's little he can do, because emergency state and federal laws protected healthcare providers from most lawsuits during the height of the pandemic. The laws were intended to help facilities manage the crisis. But Howie says the state law makes these cases really hard to win because you have to show the patient experience what's known as gross negligence.
Gross negligence is exactly what that word is, gross. It's a heightened level of negligence, scant care. That's pretty much ignoring somebody, all their needs. Shift after shift, hour after hour, day after day, neglecting somebody to death. Those standards are very, very hard to get the evidence to prove.
Hoey wants to test the limits of these liability protections, and he thinks one particular case could do it. It involves Life Care Center of Neshoba Valley in Littleton, which is owned by Life Care Centers of America. Its facility in Kirkland, Washington, had the country's first major COVID outbreak at the beginning of 2020. There were more than 100 cases, and nearly 40 people died.
So there was at least a good 20-day to 30-day window where other nursing homes, particularly the national providers, were on notice that there's a problem.
But Hoey says long-term care providers didn't do enough to prepare.
So that what happened in Kirkland and what was happening in New York wouldn't happen in their nursing homes. And then, boom, it hit Massachusetts like wildfire.
Dozens of staff and residents contracted the virus at Life Care Center's Littleton facility, and nearly 20 died of COVID. One of the first was Nick Kazantzis. Hoey represents his wife, Stella Kazantzis. Stella says Nick was there for rehab from a neck injury when he got COVID. He was sent to the local emergency room and put on a ventilator. The treatment wasn't working.
The nurse said, he's intubated for 2 hours. He's not responding. It would be cruel to keep it going. I said, can't you try a little longer? I said, maybe he'll respond.
She couldn't be with her husband in his last moments because of COVID restrictions. Instead, she said goodbye by phone.
And I told him I loved him and that his daughter loved him. And I told him in Greek that he was a palikar, a strong warrior. And they told me later that when I spoke to him, he opened his eyes. And then he passed.
That was March 30th, 2020. Nick Kazantzis was 83. His wife, Stella, is angry. She blames Life Care Center of Neshoba Valley for his death. She and Hoey sent the facility a letter of complaint. It alleges, among other things, that the facility didn't do enough to stop COVID.
I always felt we were playing beat the clock, trying to get him better, just enough to get him home. And it didn't happen. And it didn't happen because people at the top were not doing their job.
The facility denies all allegations in the letter. It says they have no merit, and the facility is protected from legal action by state and federal law. The company declined to speak with WBUR for this story. Many long-term care facilities experience COVID outbreaks. Mark Reagan is the attorney for the Massachusetts Senior Care Association, which represents nearly 400 nursing and rehab facilities. He says there wasn't enough testing and protective equipment like masks and gloves, especially in the early days of the pandemic. And guidance changed about how to halt the spread of the virus.
As good as you could be under those circumstances, there really was not much of an opportunity to be able to protect the facility, the staff, other residents and the like from the introduction of the virus. So without those tools, there was an extreme vulnerability that was presented to the sector.
Reagan argues that's part of the reason the state's legal protections make sense, and they ended when the state of emergency was lifted in June. But Attorney Hoey worries that problem-plagued facilities can hide behind the law.
What's one way to deter bad conduct? Pinch them where it hurts, in their pocketbook, or get a jury verdict against them. That's going to force them to change their ways. But when you've got immunity in place, it doesn't force them to change their ways.
For Stella Kazantzis, it's more personal.
I think that people deserve justice. People's lives are important. My husband wanted to come home. That was his dream. And he would ask me, "You think I'll come home?" I said, "You definitely will come home." Because it shouldn't have happened. He should have had a better chance.
She may have a chance to make that case if she proceeds with a lawsuit. The outcome could shape the chances for future legal actions from other families who lost loved ones in long-term care to COVID. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Paige Sutherland.